guided by a master plan for complete domination of the Earth.
I hope you will like it.
Behold, the speaker sounds. A message unto you, Paranormal Hotline. Hello and welcome to Paranormal Hotline. Paranormal Hotline is a weekly podcast where we talk about strange, spooky stories, horrible hauntings and awful alliterations. My name is Oisin and I'm joined by my co-host Kayleigh.
Hello.
Kayleigh, how are you? Where do you see yourself in a couple of weeks? That is to say right now, dear listeners.
Oh, what is this? Like a job interview?
Yeah.
I'm only here for the money, man. Come on.
Okay.
I got bills to pay.
Do you have any questions to ask us?
Us in the future? Or are you now two people?
Yes.
What stocks should I invest in?
You're hired.
Hey, I thought you meant you from the future. I'm confused now. That's just like every other job interview I've ever done.
That's it. I am so bad at packing. Phenomenally.
Yep. I feel like we're both like that.
Yeah. So sometimes we have to pass around a brain cell. A single neuron that fires. Only
yeah,
sometimes.
Like the witches in the Greek mythology that they pass the eyeball around to see
like
the future.
Like in Hercules.
Yeah, yeah. That's me and Oisin, but we're passing the brain cell around.
Yeah. I mean, what can you do? I'm fine. Nothing to worry about. No curse here. If we pass a brain cell back and forth, can you inherit the curse through the brains? There's no curse, but I mean,
no, I don't think so.
Oh, that's okay.
No.
That's fine.
I don't think you had any brain cells when you were getting cursed, so the brain cell is curse free.
Okay, that's good. Thanks, Kayleigh. Real nice words there from my go-go's, Kayleigh.
What can I say? You're gonna die. This is your last podcast, man. Jesus Christ. You're not gonna make it, bro.
You know what? No, I won't go there. We won't go there, just in case. It would just be really, really tragic. So I'm not gonna say anything. I have some urban legends today, and then a haunted location. I was doing my holiday planning and checking out, you know, what might I come across in the worst case scenario of like urban legends. So I got a couple of cases of Onryo to tell you about, and then I have a haunted location that I hope to be able to get to visit in Tokyo.
Ooh.
So let's get into it. So Onryo are spirits of the dead who are consumed by rage or hatred, and they're seeking vengeance. They're believed to be like capable of causing harm on the living world, and a lot of it is like vengeance, so killing an enemy or natural disasters. A lot of the case, it's like a really violent end meets this poor person, and then they're a restless spirit or a vengeful spirit. One of them is known as Kuchisaki Onna. We'll get around to what the name means in a minute, but this is like a situation simulation time. I'm going to talk you through it. So Kayleigh, you ready?
I'm ready.
So imagine, you know, it's nighttime or it's dark out and you're walking someplace. Behind you, you hear a female voice and it asks you, am I pretty? You turn around and you see a woman. She has black hair, pale skin, beautiful, long, straight, white hands, and she's wearing a mask over her face. She's carrying a pair of scissors. I think she's trying to do some sort of like cosplay, you know, that edgy Alice in Wonderland game.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, that's the vibe I'm getting anyway.
Okay.
So she asks you, am I pretty? What do you reply?
I know there's a trick to this one. I know there's a trick, but I can't bloody remember it. Well, I'd be dead. I'm dead.
You're dead.
I just start running. I just start booking it. My only hope now is to outrun the ghost.
I don't think you can.
No, I don't think I can either. I'd be out of breath after like 2 seconds. I'd start speaking Irish and hope the ghost doesn't know Irish. And then it's like, oh, my bad.
It's an interesting take on it. What I love about this, right, when I was looking this up, I'll talk you through the outcomes and some ways to get around it.
You're gonna tell me how I die, right?
Yeah, but like there is like a flow chart diagram, just like I've seen like accounts saying, you know, this is what happens, but then like the Wikipedia page has summarized this into like a very short flow chart that was completely unnecessary. But I just love whoever went through the effort of doing that. You know, I appreciate it. I understand. So anyway, asks you, am I pretty? Yes or no?
There's got to be a third answer, right? Is it just yes or no?
There is a third answer, in fairness, but it's kind
Wait,
of
so
a no
it's wearing
win.
A mask, though, right?
Yeah, it's wearing a mask, but that's
so
common.
So can I be
nowadays.
Like, I can't see your face? How am I supposed to know if she's pretty or not?
I know. So how it goes, am I pretty? You say no, she kills you with the scissors.
Right.
You say yes, this is where things get strange. She takes off her mask and she asks, how about now? When she takes off her mask, she has her mouth slit up.
Like the Joker.
Kind of like the Joker. You know, she's a bloody face and like, you know.
Joker moment. Womp womp.
Yeah. Rip.
Sorry. I was trying to do a Joker voice, but I immediately went into Batman for some reason. Imagine I'm just like, I bounce on her like I'm Batman. Joker.
Just running over to start
boxing her.
No, I ended up sounding like the Joker. What the fuck? I can't do a Batman. It's not a good thing. But anyway, how about now? She's showing off. And like, if you say no, then she kills you. She cuts you in half or she stabs you up with the knife. If you say yes...
Women, huh?
Sure.
Bitches. Sorry, go on.
If you say yes... She slits your mouth so it looks like hers, because that's pretty. And, you know, there's a good chance.
I get to be the
Joker? Yeah, you get to be the Joker.
Yay.
So it's kind of a no survival. Like, the mouth slits, a lot of it, it's tied up that you'll actually kill you.
She's not using a sterilized knife.
Yeah, no, they're not.
Or
no,
scissors. No. Okay.
It's, someone has if a scissors, nicer. It's a knife, it's a machete, it's someone's a scythe.
Oh, okay. Well, that was
such is the nature of an urban legend.
Yeah.
But in some cases, again, because it's an urban legend, some cases if you say yes to both of her questions, this is, seems to be not as often, she might just leave you alone. But then she'll come to your house later that night and kill you in your sleep.
Oh, great. Okay. Yeah, well, at least you get to die in your sleep then, you know?
That's a bit better. One of the things that you can do, potentially, is tell her sorry, I'm running late. she lets go.
So you can just keep running.
You can, but you have to let her know that you're late, like.
All right. Okay. Like the rabbit. Okay, right.
Yeah. Or if you tell her, you can buy time by telling her she looks average.
Like a five.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Or you can distract her with like hard candy.
Wow.
Really strange one. Repeating the word pomade 3 times.
What?
No clue.
What in the greaser fuck?
Yeah. The greaser fuck.
It's just like pomade. You're just like combing your pompadour.
Get back on your bike and just
you call her a five and then you peel out of there.
Got her. Another day out for the T-birds.
You're crying in the mirrors of your motorbike. This poor woman, we're just absolutely abusing her.
Yeah, that's why she's out for it, you know.
Yeah, I don't blame her.
So the backstory of the urban legend goes, the slit-mouthed woman Kuchisake Anna dates back to maybe the Edo period. Samurai had like an adulterous wife, and so he sliced her mouth from side to side.
Jesus.
Whether or not that's a historical fact, who knows? But in the 70s, it became like a very popular urban legend and rumor. And that also led then to, it spread like wildfire in schools. There is cases where, you know, parents' watches would have to walk with kids because they were terrified. And like, they were also afraid of it. Like, because there were, people were saying there were sightings of her.
Oh God, okay.
But again, that's all, like, that could also be part of the urban legend. That's where it gets really hard to like figure out where it is. So that's why I say it's an urban legend.
Yeah, yeah.
In print, it seems to go to the 1970s. Another Onryo. It's Teka Teka. Yeah. It's an onomatopoeic name for the noise that she makes. So essentially what it is the I'm going to probably do a content warning here because this is an early one.
Okay. Well, it's an Oisin episode. So.
It's an Oisin episode. So if you can picture like the, it's the top half of a woman crawling towards you on her hands. And the noise that makes is written as Teka Teka or Tek Tek Tek. So that's her crawling at you.
I don't like that.
So how did this happen? So like the origin story in the legend, or so there's a couple of them. One of them is after the end of World War II, and there was an office worker in Moroccan Hokkaido who was assaulted by some American GIs or such, military men, really bad. Out of grief and pain, she leapt from a bridge onto some railway tracks, hit by a train, tore her body in half. She didn't die straight away. She managed to crawl to the nearby train station, like her upper half.
Oh my God.
It was like, because it was so cold, like that was stopping the bleeding.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why she could kind of keep on going for a while, like in horrific
Jesus
pain.
Jesus Christ, dude. What the fuck?
There was like an attendant at the train station, and instead of getting help for her, he just put like a plastic tarpaulin on her and just left her.
Oh my God, what? Jesus Christ.
Long agonizing death in the
I wouldn't
cold.
Do that to an animal, let alone a person, for fuck's sake.
It's not great.
No.
There's a take on it that like she's looking for her legs.
Right. Kind of like the headless horseman, looking for his head kind of thing.
Yeah, kind of like that. And she'll cut you in half and take your bottom half.
God.
But also it could just be like, you know, she is just furious at humanity for leaving her this way. Like, how horrific her death is. So she's, like, just bent on vengeance.
Yeah, that's fair.
Here's, like, the thing. Once you see her, she'll constantly pursue you. And she can crawl.
She's like the snail.
She can... No. She's not like the snail. She can crawl at speeds of up to 150 kilometers an hour.
Holy shit. So it's not really like taka taka, it's more like
yeah, that's it.
It's like an engine.
Yeah, that's where she gets the name.
Oh my god. So you can't even, so like, you,
greaser boy on his bike, nah, good luck.
They're like a race. That's really fast though. 150. Is. What is that in miles per hour?
93.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
Another kind of backstory to it is there's like a shy schoolgirl and her classmates bullied her. And one day they, like, you know, got a bug and they put it on her shoulder, on her back or whatever. And she jumped at it, but she jumped, like, she took a step back. They're at a station or something, or next to some tracks. She took a step back, like, into the path of a high speed train. Cut in half.
Jesus Christ. Wow. I mean, yeah. That's not really the kid's fault. I don't think they meant
no,
to.
No. Well, they're being pricks.
They're just putting a bug on her. But, like, that's a very childish... Like, I would do that to somebody now. That's not a very harmful prank, I don't find. Right?
Nah, I mean, you shouldn't be putting bugs on people if they want bugs put on them. Like. But it is...
Yeah.
If it's a harmless bug, it is technically a harmless, you know.
Yeah, fair.
Just don't be horrible.
I mean, obviously, yeah, don't be mean to
like,
people.
I think they were bullying her before the point. It's the point, like, you know, she's
right,
shy
right,
and
yeah,
bullied.
Yeah, it's not like a friendly prank. It was like,
it was the one that went
bullying.
Too far sort of thing.
Right. Just a prank, bro.
Just a prank. Do you remember the last time we talked about, like, urban legends? There was one that, like, would ask you questions when you're in the toilet.
Yes.
Okay, so Teka Teka has a similar, like, there's a version of it, and it's about a woman, a young woman called Kashima Reiko, and she fell onto some train tracks, and again, the train bisected her.
Jesus Christ.
When you learn of this story, she'll appear to you in a month, so sorry.
Oh my god, Oisin, you're just spreading this now.
But Kashima Reiko haunts bathroom stalls.
Why is it always bathrooms?
I don't know. I suppose you're there on your own, and...
You're kind of vulnerable, I suppose.
Yeah. But anyway, so she'll go and she'll ask you if you know where her legs are. And if you don't answer appropriately or, like, you know, acceptably, she'll cut you in half.
For God's sake.
Now, I'll tell you what you need to say. You need to tell her that her legs are on the Meishin Expressway.
Meishin?
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
It's the name of a trainway.
Oh my god.
It's between Nagoya and Kobe.
All right, okay.
So just remember that now.
Yeah, I'll remember that. It's like Oisin, but Meishin.
Oh, Christ. It is, actually. Or you can hit her with Kamen Shinan Ma, which means Death Mask Demon. And it has the thing to do with the letters in her name. But that's you avoid that.
So if you know her name, you can stop her.
Kinda.
Did you research these just so you knew what to do just in case you encountered any in Japan?
Maybe, yes.
I don't know if they'll speak English to you though, so they might ask you in Japanese and you'll be like, what? And then they'll just kill you.
Huh? Folks, if you're enjoying the podcast, please consider supporting us on Patreon. We are an independent podcast, so we do all the research, writing, and editing ourselves, and our Patreon helps us keep up with the cost of running a podcast every week. If you're listening each week and enjoying the podcast, consider supporting us. If you can't afford it, no worries. You can help us out for free by rating the podcast wherever you listen to it. I'll come out at the start with this one. Sendagaya Tunnel. It's like a road tunnel, but it's built not over or on a cemetery, but underneath one.
Oh, what?
Yeah. This is wild. I'll send you a picture.
So there's a cemetery over this?
Yes.
What? Is it like, where are the bodies?
In the ground there are, you know, it could be a cremation thing, I'm not sure, but it's a cemetery, right? Either way,
yeah, because cremation is really popular in Japan, isn't it? It's like the most common burial.
They don't have they have less of an obsession like we do, where you have to be buried in the ground facing a certain way.
You have to be facing a certain way? I didn't know that. News to me.
Or used to be, anyway.
Yeah.
So this is in Shibuya, Japan, in Tokyo. It's a road tunnel. It's 61 meters long, and, you know, it's two lane. Opened in 1964 as part of renovations and infrastructure for the Tokyo Olympics in 1964. The cemetery was part of or belonged to a temple that was related to a samurai family. So during the redevelopment, the government were rushing to get the developments done for the Olympics, so they couldn't move the cemetery, so they built a tunnel instead.
That is wild. Why couldn't they move the cemetery again?
They didn't have time.
They just didn't have time.
They didn't have time, no.
They couldn't have built around it or something? They had to build under it?
They were rushing for that Olympics.
Yeah, fair, okay.
you know, the like the classic cliche of, you know, it was built on a cemetery or it was built on a burial ground.
Yeah.
It's like built under a burial.
It was built under it, for God's sake. Oh my God. Imagine if like a truck or something, or like a lorry that was too big, hit into the top of that.
That wouldn't be good, would it?
No, I feel like the bodies would come out of the ground. Oh, I have a lot of questions about
this. That's like a disgusted laugh. So people have made reports of strange phenomena. I'm just going to go through some. Some witnesses, like, they say that their car gets like a hand mark on the glass when they drive past the tunnel. Other ones, they say that, like, if when they look up, they can see a woman hanging down, upside down.
Okay.
I read an account of someone who kind of did investigate, and like it was at night and they were walking through the tunnel and they were like started seeing sort of faces on the walls, or the shapes of on the walls started to look like faces. But again, you know my feelings on that. A lot of the time it's just your brain.
Yeah.
There's like an urban legend or like a taxi driver or driver story where a driver will like they get hailed by a lady who's walking through the tunnel and like they think that, you know, her car is stranded or whatever. So they pull over and she gets in the back. And then she suddenly disappears into the thin air as she's getting in.
I love those kind of stories. There's a bunch of different ones for taxi drivers.
Yeah.
Like that, especially in Japan. But there is actually some, like, because so many taxis have cameras now in them, there's actually footage of some of them now. And there's actually, like, recordings. Yeah, it's really cool.
I'll have to look into that. But, like, the thing is, like, you know, she opens the door and then disappears, you know, is what they say. So it's like, what's going on there?
Oh, so weird.
So yeah, so drivers don't stop for anyone in there now, really.
I mean, why would you?
I know.
Why would you be picking somebody up underneath a graveyard? No, go somewhere reasonable. Go to a bus stop or something to get picked up.
Drivers lose their control of their vehicles in there because when they check the rear view mirror, they see like children sitting in the back seat staring at them. So they're like, what?
I mean, I like to think when you die, your body's in the graveyard, but that's it, you know? I don't think souls really hang around the bodies that long.
No, you'd hope not.
Yeah, hopefully. But there is just something really cursed about a road going underneath
the
graveyard. You
couldn't make it up.
No, that's ridiculous.
There's another legend that says that there's a blood-stained woman who has long hair haunting the tunnel, and they report being she chases them.
Jesus Christ.
And like drivers, when they drive at night, they hear the sound of like something heavy dropping onto the roof of the car, but when they go to check, there's nothing.
That's so freaky.
Yeah, picture here. It's kind of funny. You've watched Jujutsu Kaisen, right?
I watched bits of it.
Okay, well, so like it features like explicitly in the one of the openings.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it's kind of funny.
Is this the place you're going to try and go to in Japan?
Yeah. So
nice. Okay.
I should be able to visit there.
Nice.
That is to say, I might have already been there by now.
That's true. You could be there now.
I could be there right now.
Whoa.
I'll let you know how it was when I get home, if I can make it home. So, I suppose of all these legends, all these lovely ladies of legends, if we enter them into the Monster Mash, how do you think they'd fare? Where do you think they'd rank?
Oh, they're pretty OP, to be fair. I mean, like, they're just going to kill you if you get the answers wrong, right? Like, there's no avoiding it.
Yeah, but I think there could be a degree of fighting skill involved.
I think there could be a degree of running away. I don't think you can fight these things. It's very like The Grudge or, you know, The Ring.
Yeah.
Where it's like, it's almost impossible.
She'll just get you in your
Except
sleep.
For in that episode of, or no, in that movie, Scary Movies, where, what is her name? Oh, it's not Cindy, it's Brenda, where Brenda starts boxing the girl from The Ring when she comes out of the TV. Yeah. So maybe you can fight back.
Maybe. I was thinking we could use like the Sendagaya Tunnel as like a fighting stage, like in Smash, an arena.
Yeah.
That's
like,
the word.
Yeah, it's like a Street Fighter level.
I
like that.
They have to like avoid cars while they're fighting. Like that's lots of
fun.
Yeah.
And all the crowd watching are just the ghosts.
Yeah.
I like that. What do you think? How do you think they would do?
I think the like 150 kilometers is quite a good power.
Yeah.
That's very fast. Like that's speedster. And like she's armed and dangerous. She could just tear people in half.
Yeah, that's insane, actually. That's insane speed. Yeah, there's no way we're beating that.
Yeah, no, we can't beat that. But it'd be interesting to see where they would, you know, come across the other things in the monster. Because, like, we've had a whole ghost bookshop be entered in the Monster Mash.
Yeah, I think the ghost bookshop was not a good contender, though. I'm trying to think of anything that could possibly take these on, and I don't think there is. I think if an alien landed on Earth and this ghost was like, am I pretty? The alien's dead. The alien's gonna get sucked up into its spaceship, take off into space, and be like, whew, Earth is scary, and then they're going to turn around and there's going to be that scary Japanese woman behind him. There's no escaping it.
It's like that's first contact from planet
yeah.
Earth.
Yeah.
So that's all we have time for. If you like the podcast, suggest us to your friends and family. We'd appreciate that. If you have any personal ghost stories you'd like us to read on the podcast, send them into us at paranormalhotlinepodcast@gmail.com. Or if you have any stories that you'd like us to cover, send us an email or shoot us a message on any of our social media and we'll get back to you on it. Thanks for listening. Till next Tuesday. See ya.
Bye.